I feel very privileged to talk about my late Uncle George. I know as a child and growing up, George always had great affection for Piemont Hospital. As we know, in 1915, he went as a young doctor there. He was assistant medical officer, RM. And then in 1916, the first outbreak, it was during the First World War, he went into the medical corps and he was there for a year. He returned to Piemont back in 1917 and he was assistant RMS. And then in 1921, he was promoted to RMS. During his time in Piemont, he was closely working, of course, for the patients, and Lady Aberdeen was very much associated, as we all know, with Piemont Hospital. And my late Uncle George had a very good working relationship with her. And I have numerous letters she wrote to him. I've got four books that Lady Aberdeen wrote, and she sent all signed copies to George. When it was Lord and Lady Aberdeen's 40th wedding anniversary, she sent him all. I do feel he was invited to the celebrations, but to send on a little history of the family to George. George retired in 1929 from Piemont Hospital, and then he went into public health. He was assistant medical officer for tuberculosis, and he worked in Charles Street Clinic. I do know when he was there, Dublin at that stage was very impoverished, and I feel very much having George as a doctor amongst them, he would have been very kind, professional, and he treated everyone equally. It wouldn't matter who you are, he would treat you with fairness and professionalism. I remember coming here from County Clare with my late mother to visit my Emily and George, and I remember him, very gracious gentleman. He brought me to places like the zoo and to a lovely circus and a lot of things we wouldn't have had been able to do in County Clare, and it was a very much different world from rural Ireland in the late 50s. I now live in my great aunt Emily and George's home in Lucan. I feel very privileged that I live here.
He was held in very high esteem by his patients.
He was,
and
yes.
And looking around this room, we're surrounded by
memorabilia
belonging to that time.
Yes.
And there's a lovely
Tantalus
over there.
Yeah, in 1916, when George was joined the British Army in the Medical Corps in the First World War, they presented him with the most beautiful decanter set, and it beautifully mahogany case, and it beautiful in silver from the patients, thanking him for his care and goodness to them. Also, one of the patients wrote poem.
Yeah.
He's the name of the patient. I presume he was a patient. Yes, John G. O'Shea. It sounds a Kerry name, but he wrote about Piemont Hotel. And a little bit now I will read. It's the third verse, and it says, "Next morning before Dr. Sheehan in the West, who examines you closely and he taps your poor chest, seeing the ministry has sent you for a 13-week rest." And also we have, when Lord and Lady Aberdeen left Ireland, they presented George with a lovely silver card tray. And it's lovely also to have that, and it's all to do with the whole history and of that period in the history of Piemont and in Ireland. And
That's very interesting. I mean, I feel completely surrounded by things about Dr. Sheehan.
Yes.
Between what Lady d'Aberdeen left him and what the patients gave him. There's another very nice
inscription
that they presented him with on his retirement.
A lovely Celtic kind of, isn't it, design?
Yes, so he was held in very high esteem by Lady d'Aberdeen and by his patients.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.